Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I am Atchel Perl, and it's March 21st, 2024, and it's time for your TNA Impact post show. Of course, with me forever, though you can't see her, she's here. Cressa Starr, how are you?
I'm John Cena. Who is this Cressa Starr? Cressa Starr Cena. Cressa Marquand Cena Star.
John Starr, Cressa Cena.
It's the invisible tag team. No one will ever see it coming, quite literally. Thank you. That's my time. How are you, Joel?
I'm here. I'm present. I am getting through it. I've had a very busy few weeks, but here we are. We're talking TNA wrestling as we do every single week, Thursday nights here on Fightful.com. And of course, you can leave us a thumbs up on the video if you haven't already. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you doing it? Go do it now. And of course, subscribe to us here on the channel, youtube.com/Fightful. And while you're at it, donate a super chat. Any man, get your question or statement read on the air. And on top of that, you can donate a Humper Chat. Humperchats.com is where you do it. Cressa Starr is going to explain to you how you do it and why.
So you take your fingers or your thumbs if you're on your smartphone or your tablet if you got big hands and you're Shaquille O'Neal. You're going to go to humperchats.com. We get to keep a little bit more of that donation piece and you get to put your comment like, hey, Joel, what did you think of the PCO match? Joel and I will have a yuck yuck or a very thoughtful, insightful moment. We're happy. The lights get kept on. Sean Rossaf is happy. Humperchats.com.
Bing. We're back. Bong. And of course, FightfulSelect.com. We'll talk about that a little bit later. There's plenty to talk about TNA Impact. This episode, Cresta, it wasn't my favorite. It was fine. It's one of those middle of the roads because we are middle of the road en route to Rebellion. Rebellion is a month away from yesterday. Rebellion's on 420. We know a few matches. We've added one more, but this show just existed. What did you think of overall tonight's TNA Impact?
I mean, it makes sense. Sorry. Gas in my stomach tried to betray me. It tried to betray me. I didn't want you to get it on audio. No, I was thinking, like, it does make sense because we just had two pay-per-views or live events back to back. So this being so far out, okay. Last week we had a promo heavy show. Tonight was kind of like a promo heavy getting back into the swing of things. I also realized I will be out in Dynasty during this show.
That's fine. Steven Jensen and I will do it.
I mean, I'll bring my laptop. I'll do a run in. Oh God, it's Cressa Starr.
Well, no, Dynasty is the 21st.
But I'm going to be out there already.
Are you going to go to Collision in Peoria, Illinois?
No, but like, I'm not flying out to St. Louis for one day. Like, that's madness.
Well, maybe you should be doing your job better, Cressa Starr.
You know what? Sean Rossaf doesn't complain.
Sean Rossaf does his job.
So he's not complaining about mine. Next question. No further questions. You're the biggest heel in the business, okay? I'm not taking this crap.
Well, there you go. TNA Rebellion. It'll be myself and Steven Jensen that night. Cresta Starr will be on location at an AEW pay-per-view because she's the Collider. So she has to do that. I didn't show up on your Collision post-show because Ring of Honor decided that they wanted to tape 20 hours of footage that night. So I couldn't say hi. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We love you and we respect you. And you tried. You may be the biggest heel in the business, but also the biggest heart.
That's true. You know who else has a big heart? Jake something. The new number one contender for the X Division Championship. He won the Rebellion Referendum. It was a six-pack challenge. Jake Something defeats Leon Slater, making his North American TNA debut. Chris Bay, Alan Angels, Jason Hotch, and Kevin Knight. This match was a lot of fun. I love Ali on commentary. I love that he gets to come out here and says, whoa, Jake Something's too big. There has to be some sort of limit here. And then that gives the commentary team an excuse to say, no, Ali, don't you know the X Division isn't about weight limits? It's about no limits. And Ali replies, you can't have a world without limits. And I'm just dying. I thought that was a really funny and silly exchange. This match was fine. This match was a really good six-pack challenge. It was a sprint to the finish. Something gets the win. Mustafa Ali is not happy, but that's the match for Rebellion. Something in Ali. What do you think of the Rebellion Referendum?
Honestly, I do thoroughly enjoy this character that Ali has right now. And to think they wouldn't let him do this elsewhere. Clowns, if you ask me. Anyway, this is so funny how no matter what happened in the ring, he was all like, yes, that's cool and all, but who put this together? Ali, right? Yeah. Yeah, me. Love me. Look at me for, I hear what you're saying, but take a second to admire me. I'm like, bro, this is the best worst. Okay. This is the worst best. Like, I live for it. And him being thoroughly upset at Jake Something, who, by the way, needed three men to finally get him down. And one guy was on his shoulder back for like the majority of the tag team. Disgusting. I want Jake Something to win. I think he's going to get cheated out of his boots. But that's okay. I think it's fine because Ali's given. I'm a big old cheater. And what presidential candidate isn't a slimy cheater? So, I mean, sorry.
No, man, all politicians suck. That's really the gist of Mustafa Ali's character.
I live. I honestly live. At this point, all he's missing is the, and I need $50 million for a railroad.
Give that man a mustache immediately.
Please, 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 no. Wait. I don't know. I'd have to see it.
We'll see how it looks. Leon Slater, like I said, making his TNA North American debut look great. I look forward to seeing more Leon Slater. I know a few weeks ago someone was asking on this show, hey, where's Leon Slater? And I was like, eh, keep an eye open. He'll be there soon. And he was in Windsor. He did the show. I don't know for sure if he's working the Philly tapings that are this weekend, maybe next weekend. My brain is frazzled, so you're all going to have to just deal with that. Either way, launches himself over the top rope ring post, does Leon Slater right onto Chris Bay and Alan Angels. But really, it's Jake Something with a sprint to the finish, hitting Jason Hotch with Into the Void, gets that win. And it's looking forward to Jake Something at this point. It's his time. This is a standout opportunity for Something, who at Hard to Kill, the last time TNA was in Vegas, was just, you know, in a random six-man where he got to team with Rhino. And Tommy Dreamer, was it?
Oh, no, girl. You know, I watched that match right along with you, and I couldn't tell you.
It wasn't Dreamer. It was PCO. It's PCO, because Tommy Dreamer was having the Digital Media Championship match against Crazy Steve.
Okay, I have two questions for you. One, I remember, I think you have a beef with Windsor, Ontario, and tonight they said that this is Detroit's dumber cousin, and I wanted to know if you agreed with that.
Yeah, no, it's factual.
All right. Yeah. Two, how likely do you think it is, because of the way Ali was complaining tonight, and maybe this is me just booking myself into an oblivion, with how much Ali was complaining tonight, do you see him saying, now I'm going to option C, I'm not fighting nobody's Jake Something, you got me clipped.
Come again?
Sorry. Ali saying, hey, I'm going to go find my smile. I'm not going to go fight Jake Something. So I'm going to option C and y'all can have a tournament for this.
No, I think he'll do the match and he'll either win, slide out, beat Something, and then cash it in later that night as option C, or lose and then go after whoever wins the TNA World Championship that night.
I just think it's too soon for him to lose. I really do like this character. And to me, him sliding or being a greaseball out of it, it's kind of like, oh, you piece of crap. I respect it.
That's kind of what I want, is for him to win the X Division like to retain the title. And then later on in the night, Nick Nemeth wins the big one, beats the system, comes out, cashes in option C, gets that slimy victory. And then the X Division championship is, you know, to be decided at maybe at Slammiversary, but you've got 3 months at that point to tell that story.
If I'm Jake something and that happens after I lose to Ali and then you cash it in, I'm going to be mad and I'm going to make it my mission to make your life a living hell.
That's fair. Speaking of life that's a living hell, Dirty Dango's in there. He's got a gazebo that he wants people to sit in, but there's cat poop everywhere.
I thought I said cat food, but
I thought it was cat food too, and then it sounded like cat poop.
I think you are probably a lot more right than I.
We're going to have a little experiment. Dango said that the largest check he ever received in wrestling is when he used it to buy a Range Rover. Okay. What check do you think that was? I think I know which match and which check that would have been.
I'm going to be real with you. While I am not sure, because I started watching in 2018, specifically Money in the Bank for real, I feel like this was a Fashion Police situation and a WrestleMania situation. I have to sneeze, so I'm going to mute.
WrestleMania 33, his debut against Chris Jericho. And I will ask him, if I ever come across Dirty Dango, which check is the Range Rover check? And I think it's 33, because he was built for a big one. I think it's the Jericho match.
So if I see him at Mania, I'm stealing your question. I'm just going to hit him with the George. I'm stealing George Eichmann's gimmick. I'm stealing anyone's gonna like, hey, across the star here for Fightful, just want to know what check exactly it was that you was able to buy this Range Rover. We're going to take this question right now. Thank you very much.
Dango is not going to be at WrestleMania weekend for that.
You know, I had to try. And
besides, hold on, we're Dirt Sheets. And he says the Dirt Sheets won't talk to him, so he doesn't know what his match ratings are. So clearly living up to the hype. And
I'm trying to go to his wrestling school. So I am a Dirt Sheet. In fact, I'm so dirty, I want to make a Peanuts joke, but I don't know if y'all know who Pigpen is, and I feel like it's going to make me sound really old.
Oh, no, that's great. I love it when you use Peanuts references. Did you know that Snoopy will become part of the public domain in like 2052?
I did not. Today I learned. I've been learning a lot today.
Yeah, the 100-year rule. And then that sent me down a weird rabbit hole. Anyway, I love that they were doing the typewriter shtick, right? So they do the typewriter shtick where they ask the question. And then the one that pops up is, you seem exceptionally upset about your recent failures. Like, wow, that is the most.
That's pointed.
Yeah, that's wild. Anyway, Dango's like, no, you don't understand. My shoelaces were untied. That's why Josh Alexander beat me. And then, like you said, he called Windsor Detroit's stupid cousin, factual. And then he says, Dango, I get up and I excel and I do all these things every single day, but nobody cares because I'm not having 5-star matches. And then he calls out Oleg Prudius, and Oleg Prudius walks out on Dirty Dango. So that's a thing that we're about to see. When weeks ago, Crest the Star, we were talking about Oleg Prudius and Dirty Dango tag teaming to the point where they could be champions. What happened?
Oh, how booking is fleeting. I tell you who did sit down, Alpha Bravo.
Of course. Man knows where his toast is buttered.
Exactly.
On the floor with the cat poop.
I mean, I'm going to try to make a Canadian and relate. He knows where his poutine is gravied. So,
where I was last weekend, that's where more poutine was.
Hey, I don't know what that means. Hey, cheese curds.
I was in backwoods Quebec. It was very strange. Shout out to Eva Luna. Mystery wrestling was a lot of fun.
It looked fun. I'm sorry. I saw your picture on Twitter. It looked so much fun. I'm jealous.
It's great. It's legitimately a bingo hall that they run in.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah, you never know who's going to walk through mystery wrestling doors, but it's good. And then all of a sudden, you never know who's going to walk out when Cody Deaner is like, hey, I'm a big old failure. I haven't been myself because I'm just a big old failure. And then he's like, I'm going to blame myself for that. And this, Cresta, is the beginning of motivational speaker, yes man, Cody Deaner. Every choice Deaner makes is now the people's choice. People, if you are listening, I need a favor. Do the most asinine thing you can think of. Anytime Cody Deaner leads the crowd, just do it. Do it and up, one up it. If he tells you I'm going to go left, say go left and then take another left just because. Really make Deaner work for it.
I feel like, now again, call me a jabroni if you will, but I feel like, didn't some wrestling promotion try to do this on like Sundays or Tuesdays where people would vote on the internet for what they, like these wrestlers type of matches they should have, and they did, and it was cool for a hot second until it got real weird real fast?
I mean, everything gets real weird real fast in wrestling.
That's fair. That is a fair answer. I don't know why I was not expecting that answer, but that is a fair one. Yeah, I mean, we've had a people's champ. It's cool and all, but what you gonna do? I mean, like, I, as a wrestling fan myself, I often call myself on either this show or the Post Collision show with Riddy and Rick. Gotta give myself a cheap plug.
They good.
A dirty flip-flop. Like the flip-flop you wear in the street to the beach. One moment I hate you, next moment you're the greatest wrestler on the planet. If you've been watching us since the beginning, my opinion on Eddie Edwards, especially in this iteration, has changed completely. Sometimes it takes us a while for you to get it. That being said, don't let these wrestling fans tell you what to do. I see Keith Lee slap a man's nipple off. You know, don't die. I wouldn't do it. I respect it, but these wrestling fans is weird.
I would not only do it, I'd encourage it. Nothing bad can happen if wrestling fans get to decide what you do next. Hell, they made the great choice when GYV comes out and they're like, nah, you don't get to do this. And then, of course, Deaner's like, should I leave the ring? And everyone's like, no, you just stay to get your ass beat. Fans don't care about Deaner. And then this is going to just cause Deaner to go crazy again. I'm all for it. But I do enjoy it. For those who don't know, Deaner is legitimately a motivational speaker in his off time. He speaks to school. Yes, he speaks to school age kids. He does legitimately do that. And if he's going to use some of that to put it into his act, I'm not against it. It could be a little over the top and maybe even a little hokey, but at least it's something familiar. And on top of that, he's got a great podcast. So it's a win-win, right?
I agree. No, I think him, the whole motivational speaker, it does lead into the character that is Cody Deaner. So let's take it for like the past couple of months. No, past 3 years. One moment you were out drinking beer with Cousin Jake. Cousin Jake disappears. You get kidnapped by Eric Young. You're brainwashed, eating a pin. You kill Eric Young. You're now the leader of the design. The design fails. And now you're like, well, I'm finally free of whatever Stockholm syndrome that was bothering me. I can talk about it. And it was because I was too much in control of my own way. It's a compelling story in theory. I think it's one of those high concept gimmicks that you really have to think about. And I think if he executes it, which I absolutely believe he can, maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but I think it's something that's doable. It's believable. Because who better than to tell you about motivation and seeing yourself through than somebody who literally got kidnapped and then killed their kidnapper. And then that kidnapper came back to life and beat him up.
That's a mouthful. Anyway, this all turns into grizzled young veterans versus time splitters. I like Tom Hannafin mentioning that GYV versus time splitters was a match in NXT 4 years ago. So nice little callback there. Match is good. The problem is there's no reason for this to exist right now because we know what the tag title match is for Rebellion and GYV versus time split. What do you, GYV versus Motor City Machine Guns? Sure. GYV would get the win because Motor City Machine Guns are not going to be at the next tapings. It's very strange. I don't know what they're going to do with it. Regardless, I like that they're cutting off the ring or the time splitters. They're doing that really well with James Drake. Kushida gets the hoverboard later on, gets the win, and then Shelly and Kushida hug it out. And everything we talked about for the last few weeks. Once again, Cresta Star, null and void.
You know, I don't think that. Because they did mention in the beginning how Shelly was disinterested in tagging in Kushida. He was kind of beginning like, and the commentary was like, well, they're on the same page. Oh, maybe I spoke too soon. I think Shelly's playing the long game. We don't like GYV right now.
They hugged it out. They hugged it out and looked at each other longingly. They're pally pals again.
Every time someone says something about that in wrestling, all I can think of is, I love you. I'm sorry. Super kick. What are you
talking about? That has absolutely nothing to do with this.
They could hug. I'm saying they could hug, but that means nothing. This professional wrestling, bro. I'm hugging you because we got to get this over with and done with. And the moment you piss me off one more again, Kushida, especially you who threw in the towel, oh, I'm kick right to the nugget. Right to the nugget.
I think they're friends again, and I think they realize their contracts are up.
I mean, I would like... Let me live in my Delulu. Delulu is the Salulu. I would like to believe that there's a heel Shelly, there's a heel Machine Guns, and maybe you get Kushida and Kevin Knight versus Motor City Machine Guns, because that match would slap, and it wouldn't have to be for the titles, and you give the tag team something to do.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fair. We got super chats, of course. So you can donate one. Any amount, get your question or statement right on the air. Jonna says they need to do something about the reflection from the tunnel lights because the streaks were distracting me. Their production needs improvement. Well, they had their production improvements. It was mostly software. The new set is very simple, and I think there's a reason for that. It's cost effective. It's giant video board and the same, you know, octagonal or hexagonal entrance that, oh, it's a play on what they used to do in the Impact Zone. I think it's fine. I do agree that they can tighten up certain shots. It's not as distracting to me. I don't know. How about you, Cresta?
I'm very sports entertained. I don't unfortunately notice stuff like that unless it's like really, really bad. But at this point, I've been watching TNA long enough to feel like that is a feature, not a bug, not a defect. Like, TNA will give you 99%, but there's always that 1%, whether it's their fault or not. And tonight they had 98%. Maybe it was that production that I missed it, but there's always that one fan who's like, I'm part of this show. And shout out to that kid, because I wish I was you, because you was in it. You was in it tonight. I wish I was you.
We're backstage, Tom Hannavan with Alexander Hammerstone. Hammerstone said he had to his TNA tryout, his debut on Explosion in 2018, and then he decided to go make a name for himself all across the world, became a big fish in a small pond. He's talking about MLW and then says, I came into Hard to Kill as a free agent, wanted to take on the guy in TNA, and he was confident about it. And then Hannafin's like, yeah, but LOL, you lost and you suck. And Hammerstone was like, no, I actually won because Josh Alexander was down and he rolled out of the ring. So technically I won. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that's one heck of a way to explain it. And then he says, a sacrifice. I went low. I was the smarter man that night. And I took something with me. That's the headgear to remind Josh that this is his loss. And if he wants to do it again, he'll beat the hell out of Josh Alexander. Looks like we're going for a third match, Crystal. What do you think of this segment?
I don't know. Something about the way that Hammerstone was delivering this was very Steiner-esque. Like, screw you, Josh Alexander. I hate you so much. I took your stupid little headgear, and now I'm the best, but you tapped. Well, no, because technically he rolled out the ring the first time because he already knows he lost, so he wasn't even going to try. So the second, I was like, yo, I kind of live. I really do. I think Hammerstone is an amazing addition. I'm holding out, as good as this match is going to be, Hammerstone versus Jake something is the dream, because that I don't want no 30-minute classic.
Well, you didn't get one out of this match. Digital Media Championship Crazy Steve retains against PCO. In my notes, it just says, just two freaks getting freaky.
This is TNA's version of Spooky Dad and his son. And since Sting retired, PCO is a supreme Spooky Dad.
And then Spooky middle son, Khan, comes out, gets involved with his weapons, tosses him into the ring. PCO goes after middle-aged son, Khan. Instead of finishing Crazy Steve, Khan sideslams PCO, spine first onto the chairs, set up on the outside, and PCO gets rolled up by Crazy Steve. The crazy son beats crazy old dad, and middle-aged son watches on.
I mean, what I don't understand the most about this is, Khan, you lost. You couldn't wait. I mean, I guess. But at the same time, it's kind of like PCO would have gotten stabbed with a fork anyway. So I respect Crazy Steve for saying every time he steps in the ring, he's going to defend his title. Chekhov's chairs get you again, baby. You can't set them up and think nothing's going to happen. Also, I don't know. I feel like you should have thrown the match out once Khan started throwing stuff in the ring. Maybe I'd be a terrible ref. I got one HP and I think. I'm sorry.
You're thinking too much. Although, it's more like, listen, you can toss the stuff into the ring, but the second you start to use it, that's when you do the disqualification.
Yeah. Like I said, I'd be a terrible ref. I'm the person distracted the ref. I'm Alicia Edwards. I'm like, oh, my ankle, you're not in this match. Oh, but ref, please. Okay, I can fine. I'm walking like it's a miracle. I can walk, T.
So you're the distraction.
I wouldn't call it a distraction. I would say a timely injury.
Yeah, all right. I'll let that go. I'm not even going to push back at this point. Decay and MK Ultra end up backstage. Decay's like, hey, look, we got contractually obligated rematches. And I'm like, okay. And then MK Ultra show up and they're like, oh, LOL, so do we. And I'm like, it's also true. We just saw them last week, when MK Ultra and Decay came out to watch Spitfire defeat some enhancement talent. And now we're going to do Masha versus Rosemary, I guess.
I thought it was a tag team. Is it a singles?
Yes, because this is the problem. Rosemary refers to herself as us. She's always the plural. She's always the third person plural. And that's why a promo like this, I'm sitting there, I'm like, so many people are going to misunderstand what she's saying. But it's Masha versus Rosemary.
It's me. I'm people. I misunderstood. I'm like, all right, I thought these girls were fighting for a number one contendership for Spitfire, because I think it was last week we had the same conversation. They're like, okay, MK Ultra, Decay, Spitfire, who else are your tag teams for the Knockouts division?
Tasha Steelz needs a new partner.
I mean, not for nothing, after tonight, Tasha Steelz has passed away. She's moved on to the next life.
We'll talk about the main event afterwards. I'm sorry, folks. I'm really trying tonight. Eric Young comes out and he says Moose is the biggest bullseye on his back, and they'll revisit their business soon. They're not completed because Kazarian got involved in the match at Sacrifice. So Eric Young challenges Frankie Kazarian to a full Metal Mayhem match at Rebellion. It's not Loser Leaves TNA, but it's the next best thing. Two middle-aged men beating the shit out of each other with chairs, and their names aren't Khan or PCO.
I mean, honestly, imagine if that's how we solved all of our problems. You got a problem, Uncle Frank? A Full Metal Mayhem right outside. Right now, I've had it with you, Frank.
Not Uncle Frank.
Every year you do this crap.
This is like the airing of grievances.
I mean, is Frankie Kazarian not being Uncle Frank right now? Like, let it go. You're not hip. You're not cool. No one wears the scarf anymore. Uncle Frank outside right now, too. And Uncle Eric ain't even better. Uncle Eric, pack it up. Let these two crazy uncles fight. And we sit up in the rafters with my chips like...
And if you want to be Frank, come and join us over on Fightful Select. The best $5 in the business. You want a Fightful Select Discord? We got one. You want to know about Killer Kelly's big horror movie news? Baby, we broke that story. Looking forward to that, by the way. Motor City Machine Guns, you want a contract update? We got it over on FightfulSelect.com. Like I said, they're booked in London, Ontario the night after Rebellion. Maybe I'll see them and ask myself. But really, there's more info coming to Fightful Select all the time. Mauro Ranallo coming into MLW? Yeah, we had that. We had that on FightfulSelect.com. Where's Jon Moxley? FightfulSelect.com has the information you've been waiting for. Sean does a Q&A every week. Sour Graps twice a week, sometimes three, sometimes four times in a week. They do a lot of talking over on FightfulSelect.com. The Weekender Podcast with Steven Jensen, who will be here with me for the post-Rebellion show. He's on FightfulSelect.com too. So what are you waiting for? Best $5 in the business? Get on the Discord. That's enough for you. Because Sean does Q&As there all the time. You want to ask him about obnoxious WrestleMania matches you might see? That's the place.
I'm on the Discord. I pop in sometimes. I pop in and say, Gorilla, and I leave. No, I don't. I don't even do that. So I'm there. I'm there. Oh, there. You can ask me stuff. I'm there. Best $5 in the business. Fightful Select. Do it.
Let's go. You know who else is on our Discord? Well, it's probably not, actually. Anyway. By Elegance has her third match ever in TNA. She beats Silesia Sparks, someone I'm very familiar with here in the Ontario region. She's good. Anyway, They didn't use the hand spot. I thought that was cute. You know what? Forget the rest of the match. This is all I want to talk about. Ash by Elegance hits the rarefied air to finish the match. But not only does she hit it, she has to jump across the ring to Silesia Sparks, who was laying in the center. And I thought that was very impressive. The match itself wasn't much to it. It was okay. But that ending, that finish, that showed something to me that I haven't seen out of Ash by Elegance. I'm done with the bit for now. What'd you think of the match? And then we'll talk about the post-match.
I think you hit the nail on the head. This was a regular standard. I'm still in my squashing phase. Silesia Sparks, the makeup looked good. The gear was real cute. I'll give this young lady her flowers. I don't even think they announced her name. They said her name during the match, and that's how I got her name. I could have swore they didn't announce her name.
Well, they did. It's just Jade was very monotone with it.
Okay. That's fair. I don't really have any notes. Most of my notes come from post-match. And honestly, I'm happy she's now finally getting an actual competitor so I can give her an actual, like, okay, let me see what's going to have happen.
Post-match, Ash decides to beat up on Sleazy Sparks, and out comes Xia Brooks' side. She confronts Ash by Elegance, has her eyes on Xia Brooks. I don't know if this is going to be a Rebellion match or if this is going to be a tapings match in Philadelphia, because we still don't know the Knockouts Championship match. It feels like it's going to be Ash versus Jordan Grace, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, we still got a month out. You're not wrong. My concern with Ash by Elegance right now, challenging Grace, girl, I can think of like at least four of the people who, in my opinion, are ahead of you. But I'm willing to take it slow. I'm willing to be like, okay, let's see how this match with Xia Brookside goes. Someone who just challenged Jordynne Grace and was just in a match with her and Tasha Steelz. So I think that'll be a good competitor. I would not want to put her in a position where we're trying to build her up just for her. Because, again, Jordynne Grace is a phenomenal competitor. I don't want to put Ash by Elegance in a position to challenge Jordynne Grace. And Jordynne Grace is like, girl, get the hell out of here, girl.
Are they really running an 8-4-1, another 8-4-1 match? Please don't tell. I'm seeing it in the chat. I got to look this up. If they're running an 8-4-1 match at the TV tapings, I'm going to speak into a microphone very angrily again.
He's just going to scream.
I'm just going to scream. I can't find it. Listen, the person who's saying it is consistent with TNA stuff. They're on. So, oh, here we go. There's a pre-show meet and greets. I see Bayley, Austin, Kushida. All right, whatever. I'm going to leave it for now. They're actually doing it.
Joel doesn't want to be this upset this late at night.
I don't want to be upset this late at night. I watch your blood pressure. Anyway, Dobby the Brain Heenan sends a super chat saying, thought it was a solid show tonight. Enjoyed the scramble match. Tag match was good. Main event was good too. I'll be at the tapings tomorrow night. Dobby, send me information. Send me spoilers. Send me all the things, okay? Please and thank you. I would appreciate that. DM.
Dobby the scoop, man.
Listen, man, the person that was supposed to do it for me in Windsor wasn't able to do it. And I have feelings about that.
I don't know why. I just feel like it was Jeremy Lambert, so I'm blaming Jeremy.
Jeremy was not in Windsor. The person who was like, I can't keep up. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, Nick Nemeth comes out, cuts a promo, says he went face to chest with Moose on his first night. I loved that line. I thought that was so stupid, but it was perfect. And then he says, when I came into TNA, I said I would earn my world title shot. And then Macklin stood up to him first, puts over Steve Macklin, says he pinned him, said I was here to stay. And now he gets his opportunity for the world title at Rebellion. And I'm thinking to myself, we're a month out. Why couldn't we have at least let this drag on a little bit longer? Because you and I talked about how much they could really make Nick Nemeth feel important going into Rebellion. They just kind of did the Macklin feud and the Rascals. And now he's getting the title shot. It just felt like we rushed it. I know they're doing the Shelly match in Philly. That's fine. But the match is already made for Rebellion.
Yeah. It kind of, I do a little dislike when you book matches for a title shot when there's a title shot coming up in between it. It kind of feels like that title shot before that big title shot is a foregone conclusion. Sometimes it is. I would like to have a little mystery. Let me enjoy it. Let me have my little thingy. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I do agree with you in the sense that we could have dragged out the Nick Nemeth thing. I think there's a lot more to go into it. But the problem if you drag it out, in my opinion, is that means Nick Nemeth has to get a faction. Because the system, it just works. And unfortunately, in his case, in order for it not to work, you're going to need help. And you cannot ask the Machine Guns or Time Jacket or Time Splitters or Machine Gun Pow Pow Gang or whatever it is. Like, you can't ask them because they're dysfunctional right now. And ABC got beef with Grizzle Young. There's too many variables. And I'm like, for all of that, might as well just get it out the way. Say what you need to say. Because anything else, you need a posse to deal with the system.
You do, and the system comes out. Moose puts over Nemeth's accomplishments and says, it'd be a lot of things, but you haven't defeated the system. And that's it. I do like that this didn't devolve into a fight.
Yeah.
I like that they at least played it straight and they let it happen. Great. Other than that, I'm still like, why are we doing this? Like, why did we announce the match this early when we could have built a little more out of Nick Nemeth going for that title?
I think maybe the thought process is you've already won in New Japan. People know who you are. So maybe we can just fast track it to keep building on that momentum. That could only be the thought that I have. I'm not a booker. I just show up and I talk about stuff.
That is fair. And then we're into our main event for the Knockouts World Championship. Jordynne Grace takes on Tasha Steelz. Straightforward match, fairly short for an Impact main event. Tasha Steelz does not win the Knockouts World Championship. Jordan Grace defends successfully with the Juggernaut Driver. What do you think of the match? Let's talk about it. Cresta Star.
I enjoy Tasha Steele's presentation. There's something gritty about her. But that girl got the power bomb. Every bit of her soul was power bombed out of her tonight. Whether it was a one-arm triangle power bomb, the Grace Driver, Juggernaut, she let that girl have it. And Tasha Steele was literally like, "That's all you got out of here, no daggone bell." I respect it. I gotta say also too, Jordan Grace walking around the ring with Tasha Steele up on her shoulder like this. I do this every week. I don't want to fight her ever in life, period. Whatever you said, you got it, bro, because that's disrespectful. And the only thing that stopped Grace this match was her legs giving out, just carrying around Steele so much. Steele is a hell of a competitor. But Jordan Grace, she's literally a juggernaut. That's why I'm like, for someone like Ashley Elegance, what are you going to do? Unless literally Iceman maces her, and even then, I don't think, love. I don't. And I want a modicum of you can actually beat this girl. You know what I mean? And I don't think she's there yet.
There's something larger at play, and that's for the people who have been watching TNA for a long time. The idea that you do Ash by Elegance in the Knockouts title match, Mustafa Ali is defending the X Division Championship at Rebellion, and Nick Nemeth is going to be up for the world championship. These are all former long-term WWE stars, and if you put the title on all of them in their first few months, it's not the best look, and it's something TNA has done before, and it's always gotten flack in the past, and sometimes rightfully so. Sometimes, listen, when the right fit is there, it's great, but if you time it that they all do, it feels a little strange to me.
I can understand that sentiment, and I think that's not just a TNA thing. I think that's across the board. And it's not necessarily their fault. For a long time, WWE was the only show in town. So if that's where you wanted to make money, that's where you went. So I get that sentiment. But also, too, I think if the iron is hot, strike while the iron's hot. Don't wait, and then nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. The match itself with Grace and Steels, again, there's some good stuff in there. They go shot for shot. They know how to do this. The counters towards the finish, those are really good. A lot of back and forth. Grace misses the Vader bomb. Steals hits slice bread number two. That stuff is great. But of course, in the end, she retains, does Jordan Grace. And now we're all wondering, who's next? And I guess we're going to find out in the next few weeks, because TNA has more tapings coming in Philadelphia this weekend. Dobby the Brain Heenan will be there. I will not, unless somebody wants to pay for me to go to Philly. I don't think so.
I mean, come on. Don't you all love Joel Pearl? Look at his face. Isn't he neat?
I got
don't
enough.
You want to pay for his WrestleMania seat?
I don't want it. My ass does not have to pay for those things. Anyway, point being, sorry.
Nah, you're fine. It's late.
Anyway, let's get out of here before I say something wildly inappropriate. Cresta Star, what's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate you being here every late night, Thursday and Saturdays, where you can find me here talking about Impact Wrestling with Joel Pearl, a.k.a. TNA, and on Saturdays, AEW Collision with Iridian, Ricochino, and sometimes Sean Ross Sapp. I will not be here for Mania weekend. I think Joel Pearl is going to be the only person at Fightful headquarters during Mania weekend.
I've been asked, hey, what's your availability? I'm like, I'm around, especially in the evenings. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be on every friggin' show at this point.
Joel Pearl, whoop, whoop.
I was asked by Sean, are you doing a TNA post show? I'm like, well, we'll be 2 weeks out from a pay-per-view at that point, so I should probably do it. I'm starting to realize why he asked, because you won't be here.
I mean, I'm probably going to bring my laptop, but that's neither here nor there, guys. Follow me on X. It's Cresta the Star. There is a playlist to all of these TNA post shows from the very beginning. And the same thing with the Collision. Keep your eyes on my YouTube. I'm going to be updating it soon. Joel Pearl, where can the folks at home find you?
Not hard to find. I am at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L. Interview with Evil Uno drops eventually. Just keep it on FightfulSelect.com. We'll tell you when it is. I've done the cut. I've done the notes. They're going to be there. It's going to be great. Have fun with it. In the Weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jeremy Lambert and I do it on Fightful Overbooked. Go subscribe to that channel now. That's our ESPN2. And of course, I'm here every Thursday with Cresta the Star. We'll break it down. Next week will be even more chipper. How about that? Okay?
Yeah, we'll get sleep.
I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, until then, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L, ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we will see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.